Good morning, and welcome to Frankly Speaking. This morning we'll discuss writing at work, or working on your writing. I'm Joan Ziemba for George Mason University. Traditionally, professional people learn to write on the job, according to the company's specific management style or technical requirements. Today, technical writing courses provide some instruction in business writing, but it's far from the workplace. The solution? This week, George Mason University and the Washington Center for Learning Alternatives are co-sponsoring the Washington Symposium on Business, Technical, and Government Writing, the first symposium of its kind in the nation. The program will offer presentations by nationally recognized technical writing experts, panels of writers in government and industry, and 2 days of guided fieldwork in Washington offices and agencies. To discuss the needs of professional writing with us are Chris Tice, Symposium Director and Northern Virginia Writing Project Coordinator of the Virginia Consortium of Faculty Writing Programs, and Janice Redish, Director of the Document Design Center at American Institutes for Research. Chris, what are some of the problems that business people have in different writing requirements in business and industry?
Well, there are many problems. I suppose that there are as many problems facing business and technical and government writers as there are facing, you know, anyone who sits down to write something for a particular purpose. The things that have to be kept in mind certainly are who you're writing for, the form that you're writing in, things such as the trying to know exactly what it is that you want to say. Oftentimes business writers, like everyone else, have a general idea of what it is that they want to get across to a different audience, but they don't really know what words to put it into. Sometimes they don't even really know exactly the idea that they want to communicate. So they try different methods. One of the problems that they have is that they come up with something, they're not satisfied with it, but they go forge through ahead, come up with something that they're not really satisfied with. But because they're meeting a deadline, and this is something that does face people in business and technical and government writing, they go ahead and submit it to whomever they're supposed to submit it to, supervisor, and then the document goes through the chain of command and eventually comes back to the writer with all kinds of recommendations for changes. I think this is probably something that is unique to the business or government writer, the notion that different people up a chain of command are going to be evaluating it. Sometimes these people have widely differing perspectives on what needs to be done. And so the writer can get very confusing, contradictory messages.
That's true, both of the style and of the policy. One of the most difficult things is trying to write when the policy hasn't been fully decided, but that's often the fate of people who are writing in government and industry.
Obviously, this symposium grew out of a need among government writers, technical writers, and business writers. What need has created this conference? Is it what we've just been discussing in terms of the amount of revision or the amount of input that has to go into a piece?
Most of the people who will be coming to the symposium, I think, are English teachers who want to learn how to teach people so that when they go into these jobs, they'll have a better idea, A, of what to expect, and B, of what to do in those circumstances. Most people end up in business, government, and industry today, or government, and they learn to write on the job because they've never had any training in school that taught them that, in fact, their work would go up through many hierarchical levels of revision and come back to them. That just is one example of the kinds of problems they face that they weren't prepared for.
The other thing, too, let me add here, is that symposia like this one have been more popular in the last few years ever since the publicity given to the literacy crisis. Mm-hmm. More and more has come out from the public and private sectors complaining about the quality of the writing that is going on within offices.
That's what I was thinking of in terms of the ultimate user of the information, be it a citizen audience or another agency in government, is the ultimate understanding of that office of the document that's been produced.
Right, and the universities, as all schools at all levels, receive pressure from the public to do something about the situation. And what the universities find often is that not only are there a relative scarcity of people who are really well qualified to come in and teach courses in business and technical writing. But very often, the people who are assigned to teach those courses don't have a lot of firsthand experience with working in these settings. So a symposium like this comes about because people who are in the position, or departments and universities that are in the position of offering these courses, say, we've got to find out more exactly what is going on.
Ginny, you're one of the presenters at the symposium, and your work at the Document Design Center is to help writers and designers create written materials that are easy for consumers to read and to understand and to use. How do you teach people? How do you offer that type of assistance?
We offer assistance to many different people in different tasks. As part of a project that was funded by the National Institute of Education, we created a new instructor's manual for teachers teaching advanced composition in a place like George Mason University that focuses on the type of writing that the symposium is going to focus on, that is what people do when they're actually out there in a business or industry. We also work with the writers who are already on the job and who didn't get this education when they were in college. We offer training workshops for lawyers, business people, technical people. We do a great deal with forms design. We also train the people in the government who are responsible for designing the forms, like your college aid application. Those are people whose technical specialty is financial aid, not forms design.
Form design, yeah.
But we now teach forms design to, for example, the Department of Education Office of Student Financial Assistance. We also work with people in both the public and the private sector to analyze their documents and help them actually rewrite documents, so that we both train people and we work with the documents themselves.
How do writers work?
That's one of the things that differs greatly from writer to writer and from place to place, and it's one of the things that we're going to be investigating very closely in the symposium. One of the things that makes this symposium different from others that occur in the country is that there will be several days of what we call guided fieldwork, that the individuals who are coming in from different schools and companies from around the country who are coming to Washington are coming here specifically because they're going to get the chance to work for a couple days very closely with individuals who work within different branches of agencies within the government and different corporate offices that are located in Washington, D.C. I think that one of the things that they're going to be uncovering is that there's a tremendous diversity of styles, methods, psychological tricks, whatever, that are used by the different writers.
How do you envision that process working at the field trip? Will they follow one employee through a day of writing, or will they go from person to person and sample different types of writing?
Basically, what we have done is make contacts at different branches of several agencies and offices, and more or less opening the doors to the people who've come for the symposium. And what they will be doing is going into the agency and then finding out what is the best method that seems to present itself for learning what really happens to a piece of writing within that agency, and the kinds of ways in which different individuals deal with the problems of writing. It might very well be that one person or two people within a different agency, a specific agency, will be a very good source of information. And in that case, the person from the symposium will stick with that person quite a bit, maybe follow that person through the day, talk extensively with that person about the problems of writing, the demands of writing. Then again, a given individual might find that the best way to find out what happens there is to just go from person to person, getting different perspectives. Mm-hmm. Get the supervisory perspective, get the subordinate's perspective, get the middle level manager's perspective. Maybe follow a document through from one level to the other as it's being evaluated.
What types of agencies and offices will they be working in?
Well, we're trying to get a range of different government agencies. Two that have been particularly cooperative so far have been the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services. When we say going into a specific agency, you have to keep in mind that the agency is a very, very large organization with many different divisions. So that within agriculture, for example, people from the symposium will be working in the international relations division, in a public relations division with audiences in the United States, with a policy writing division, with agency, which branch of the agency that's preparing federal legislation.
So they'll get a good sampling of writing. Right. Will the participants be able to critique the writing that they see in their field experience?
That's an interesting question. We have left open the possibility to the people who are cooperating with us from the agencies to use the people who are coming in from the symposium, to use them as resources. They might very well ask for the professional opinion of the teacher of writing and say, you know, what do you think of this document? But we have tried to keep any kind of pressure like that off of the people from the agencies. We don't want them to feel that people from the symposium are going to come in and judge the kind of writing that goes on.
Sure.
We think they feel that kind of pressure enough.
Two of the other presenters in the symposium are people, professors, who have done research on how writers work in agencies like the ones Chris has been talking about. And I think that what they're going to do is to help the people before they go into the field work and perhaps in between two field visits understand how to approach people so that, in fact, the people who, over whose shoulder they're looking don't say, oh, here's an English teacher coming to look at me. One of these people, Dr. Dixie Goswami, has been working with us at the Document Design Center over the past few years doing research on the decisions that people make when they have to write a piece of a memo or a report, how they choose their audiences and purposes. And so she has a lot of good techniques for helping the people in the symposium talk to people without scaring the people away.
What other areas are going to be covered in the symposium?
Well, we're going to try to make it as comprehensive as possible for to meet the different interests of the people who have applied for the symposium. Some of the people who will be coming in want to know more about contemporary writing theory. And so people such as Don Galaire from the Northern Virginia Writing Project, Jeff Hammond from the Technical Writing Program at George Mason are going to be on the program to discuss these aspects of the process with the participants. We're also going to be bringing in Dr. Charles Broussard, who works with the NCR Corporation in Ohio, who is in charge of their professional development program, to give more information to the participants on directly working with employees of agencies on how to develop their writing skills on the job.
Do you have at this point, this may be an unfair question for you now, because I know you don't have your materials in front of you, but an idea of the types of participants that are going to be taking part in the symposium professionally?
Well, as Jenny pointed out before, most of the people who will be coming in are teachers. Many of them teachers of English who have not taught technical writing courses before, but are in departments that are heavily emphasizing that now. Many of the other participants are going to be technical writing teachers who want to increase their knowledge, particularly their knowledge of writing in this particular setting, the hub of the nation, as it were. We've also had interest, and participants will be coming from some agencies and corporations to find out more of what goes on in other work settings besides their own.
Well, hopefully the program will have a trickle-down effect with the result that someday consumers and citizens will be able to read their auto insurance policy or a new ordinance and be able to understand it. I'm afraid we're out of time. I'd like to thank Chris Tice and Janice Reddish for being with us today. You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public service program produced by George Mason University. For information about our guests or this program, call area code 703-323-2138. I'm Joan Ziemba for the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.